This is program number LW1769. Well, you know, it seems that these days we have some guys who have forgotten just who the servants really are. Hi, this is Larry West. When it comes to those in government and high places, the Bible says he is God's servant. And as God's servant, he is God's servant for you. That's what the Bible says. But like I say, it seems that these days we have some guys who have forgotten just who the real servants are. Have you heard, for example, of the new Hart Senate office building in Washington, D.C.? It will provide offices for 50 senators, but the building contains 1.1 million square feet of space plus a 350-car parking garage. Each office suite has an average of 3,800 square feet, more than twice the floor space of most of our houses. And they haven't finished building it yet, but to date, it's already cost $138 million. The final tab may even be as high as $160 million. Furnishings alone will cost $9.5 million. Among the items that may yet be added are a posh rooftop restaurant with a view of Washington, a $1 million gymnasium for its members, Richwood paneling for senatorial offices and artwork. $138 million to provide offices for 50 senators. That's an average of $2,700,000 spent on just one office space for each of the senators. $2.75 million just for one man's office space? Then our congressmen have given themselves some beautiful tax breaks. One allows each House member and senator to take a $75 a day cost of living deduction for every one of their congressional days. Now, those days may be days when Congress is actually in session, or it may be days when they're not in session. So long as Congress meets every fifth day, the deduction may also be taken for the other 4 days. And the member of Congress doesn't even need to be there to take his deduction. He can be back home. So long as there was a session of Congress every 5 days, that member may take the deduction just as if he or she were there. Now, that's important because, you see, that helps each one to keep more of his congressional salary, $60,663 a year. Of course, that salary is just the beginning. That congressman also gets free medical care in emergencies, free laboratory work, free use of swimming pool and gyms, free massage and psychotherapy, free telephone service, subsidized health insurance, $63,000 in life insurance at low cost, cut-rate meals and haircuts, and he or she can travel overseas on official business free. Then, after they've been in office for 5 years, they get liberal pensions. If they've been in Congress as much as 32 years, their pension is $48,530 a year. And that's with automatic cost of living adjustments. Like I said in the beginning, we have some guys these days who it seems have forgotten just who the real servants are. If you're like me, you find all this a little bit extravagant, right? But before you rise up in arms about it, and I'm convinced that we should do something about it, I want you to remember this. The Bible says that those who are in government and who are in high places are ministers of God. So, respect their office. Just as they have the responsibility to the God who ordained them in their offices, and that's what the Bible says God did. We elect, and He ordains. Just as they have a responsibility to Him for that office, you and I have the responsibility to respect them in that office under God. Now, thank God that in this country of ours, we have the means by which we can kick the abusers out. What we need to do is exercise that freedom more. But still, don't forget, for the sake of your country and its integrity, for your own personal self-respect, and in honor to the God who's given us our country, respect those who are in government and high places, for they are God's servants. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.